in a boutique.
Excuse me, Charlie, you're now connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones.
Feel free to call with any questions at 471-2290 and see Abatina on Facebook. Abatina Boutique in Colorado Springs.
Hi, this is Ed Bauer, and I'm president and general manager of Cooney Lexus of Colorado Springs. I'd like to talk to you about our new sales process we call market-based pricing. We've heard loud and clear from our customers that they don't like the hassle, haggle experience of buying a car in many dealerships. We understand that. We don't like it either, quite frankly. So let me tell you how we've changed our process at Cooney Lexus of Colorado Springs. If you're going to buy a new or pre-owned automobile, we use live market analysis from third-party sources to determine the final prices Lexus models actually sell for in the United States. We check the market regularly to ensure that we remain competitive. We then present you with our price, supported by online market analysis, to ensure you get the very best price on your new car. Market-based pricing also eliminates the concern that you paid more than someone else. Our goals: save you time, save you money, and give you peace of mind. It's simple. Cooney Lexus of Colorado Springs, located on top of Motor City, corner of 8th Street and Auto Heights. Please call us direct at 719-385-0111 or visit our website, CooneyLexusColoradoSprings.com.
Hi, I'm Christina Hendricks, and you're listening to Tron in the Morning.
Yeah, 6:34 on a Thursday. Our first guest, or maybe I should say our third guest, joining us now on line three. Doctor, can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Give us your full name.
I'm Dr. Cheryl Jones.
Where are you located?
Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. And what kind of doctor are you?
I'm a medical oncologist.
And what are you doing up so early?
It's not early here.
I know. Plus, you're a doctor. You're up early anyway.
That's right.
What's going on? What are you working on?
Well, we're working on new treatments for advanced breast cancer.
Yeah? What is it?
It's a medication called Afinitor.
Okay.
And, you know, advanced breast cancer is when the cancer has spread to other areas in the body.
Sure.
You know, and often women take medications or endocrine therapy, such as an aromatase inhibitor, to help control their disease. But with time, the cancer becomes resistant to that medicine, and they have to proceed on to chemotherapy. Today, we know that with this medicine, Afinitor, which helps to overcome the resistance that the cancer develops to the endocrine therapy and restore its sensitivity, women can stay on their endocrine therapy with Afinitor and avoid chemotherapy for several months and up to years.
Man, so how new is this, doctor?
This has just been approved this year by the FDA as a treatment after going through extensive clinical trials.
Now, from your perspective, I mean, are you pretty jazzed about this? I mean, here you are on the show, so my guess is yes. So is this something you're just kind of like, you know, wide-eyed about?
I certainly am, because this medication is an important breakthrough. It's a step for us understanding, you know, more about the cancer and how to truly target the therapies that benefit patients to provide them therapies that not only improve their survival but have less side effects.
Well, that's so important. I mean, that's the thing. People just get a clean a pathway to get some treatment and have some success without the side effects. People, that's what people want.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, I got a question. You ever heard of cryonics?
Cryonics?
Yeah, where they freeze the cancer or something and it peels off like an onion or something. Have you ever heard any of that?
Yes, I have. There are several different local therapies like that.
Yeah, I was listening. A friend of mine was telling me about it. It's kind of interesting, too. But this new medicine, this is oral?
This is oral, yes. Yes, it's taken every day with the hormonal therapy, the aromatase inhibitor.
And what's it called again?
Afinitor.
Okay. Hey, and you can, I guess, read about it, like get the FAQs, frequently asked questions, right?
Yes, you certainly can. You can also get more information at breastcancer.org or at our website, gacancer.com.
And have you got your Christmas shopping done?
I have not, and I've got to get on it.
And then one more question. Do you say when somebody's at the hospital there, well, I've got to go check on Diane, she's in hospital. Or do you say, I got to go check on Diane, she's in the hospital? How do you say it, Doc?
I just say the hospital.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
You know, England, they say in hospital. Well, I'm starting to hear people say in hospital, and they think they're English or something. I don't know.
No, I don't think I'm English. I think I'm definitely Southern.
And one more question. I know you got to go. What about university? Say, oh, well, my son Earl is in the university. He's studying at the university. Or do you say, well, my son Earl, he's at university?
No, mine's at the university.
That's right. I love you, doctor. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She's great.